I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. A few weeks ago, I was sitting in my living room when the phone rang. I answered, and on the other end of the line was one of the few pioneers of treasure hunting, Norman Stiles, who goes by the nickname Indy. He didn't know me, but he had found my number on an old list of metal detector dealers, and he wanted to do some business with me. I told him I no longer sold anything but my books, but I was glad that he'd called because I'd always wanted to talk to him. Indy Stiles has been metal detecting for well over half a century. Norm got the nickname Indy over 50 years ago, and not because he was from Indiana, even though he was. He claims it's because his name is Norman Dale Stiles, and his first two initials are N.D., pronounced Indy. At any rate, Stiles is a true vagabond. He's traveled the country for years, and he's hunted treasure in every one of the original 48 states. He's walked with the legends, Carl von Mueller, Bill Mahan, Hard Rock Hendrix. He knew them all. He bought his first detector in 1956, a primitive Fisher T10 beat frequency oscillator that used 5 radio tubes and a 45-volt battery. He opened his own metal detector sales business in Indianapolis in the early 1960s, and he was sponsoring organized hunts as early as 1963. When he opened his treasure shop, he published a treasure hunting newspaper called The Prospector, and in 1973 he published a manual called How to Use a Metal Locator Successfully. He's written 2 more treasure hunting manuals since then. Indy's writing style is unique and hard to describe, but let me give it a try. Have you heard of outsider art? Outsider art is art created by people outside the formal art world, people who are often isolated from the world at large, and who work by instinct and innate talent rather than by following rules taught in art class or put down in books. They're totally dedicated to their creations, and their work is elaborate, unconventional, and compelling. Well, I'd call Indy Stiles an outsider author. His lack of formal training is an asset rather than a liability. His writing is much more interesting and fun than many books written by so-called professional authors. And like the books of Carl von Mueller, Indy's unique style of writing makes for some marvelous and fascinating reading. I want to give you a few metal detecting tips now, as passed along to me by Norman Indy Stiles. First, he spends much of his hunting time nowadays on the beach, finding small silver and gold jewelry, like toe rings and the tiny gold backs of earrings. And to do this, he usually uses a lightweight tesoro detector with a small coil with the discrimination set to minimum. He then actually scrapes his coil against the surface of the sand, vigorously. And this next technique particularly fascinates me. He scrapes his coil forwards and backwards, not side to side like the rest of us. He says the push-pull method is a lot less exhausting than swinging the coil sideways, and he finds a lot more. And you sure can't argue with his finds. He really doesn't care if a beach has already been hunted by other people. His sand scraping with a small coil method of detecting sand pulls up item after item that other detectors simply couldn't find. And he doesn't use one of those metal sand scoops with the dime-sized holes either. The gold he finds would sift right through those holes and drop back onto the beach. He uses a small plastic trowel to carefully retrieve the bits of gold that have given him that weak signal. If you'd like to get a hold of one of Indy's manuals or just chat with one of our last remaining old-school treasure hunters, drop him a note at Indy Stiles, IndyStiles, all one word, at yahoo.com. Thanks for listening, and for more articles about metal detecting, visit my book website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.